Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Bahar. That's Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Tes. And the Pasuk tells us, Ve'ish ki yimkar beis moishav ir chayma. And if a person shall sell his beis moishav, meaning his house that he lives in, ir chayma, in a city that has a wall, v'haysa ge'ulasai am toim shnas mimkarai, and its redemption shall be, meaning he's allowed to redeem it up until the year of its sale, yamim tiya gulasai, its period of redemption shall be days. Let's take a look at Rashi, what's going on over here. Rashi tells us Pasuk Chaf Tes, a house inside a city that has a wall, that city was surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Its redemption shall be, Lefish Emerson says in the Pasuk Besada, in regards to a field, he's allowed to redeem it from 2 years and on, calls man shiyatza whenever he wishes, but within the first 2 years, he's not allowed to redeem it. That's why the Pasuk has to specify in regards to this, that it's the opposite. If he wants to redeem it, in the first year, Gaiola, he is allowed to redeem it. But after that, Eina Gaiola, he's not allowed to redeem it. Bahaisa Geulasa, its redemption shall be Shalbais, meaning the redemption of the house shall be Yamim, days, Yimei Shana Shlema, the days of a full year, Kareem Yamim, that's called days. Vechain, similarly, it says Teshav Anari Tanu Yamim. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed, Ve'im Lo Yigal Ad Meloy Sloy Shana Tmima. And if it was not redeemed until the first year passed, so Vekam Habayas Asher Bo'ir, Asher Loy Chayma, Latzmisos, Lakaina Oisai, Lidarisav, Loy Yetzabayev. This house, which is in this city that has the wall, shall be established, let's misos, forever, for perpetuity, for the person that bought it, for all of his generations, and it does not go back to the original owner during Yovel. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed, V'kama bayis, let's misos, yotza mikaycha shel meicher, v'aymed bekaycha shel kaina, it goes out from the kayach, from the strength, from the authority of the seller, and goes into that of the buyer. Asher loy chayma, that has a wall, loy karinan, it's read as Lamed Vav, that it's to him, even though it's spelled Lamed Aleph in the Pasuk. Even though this city does not have a wall right now, since it previously had a wall, even though now it doesn't have a wall, it's still considered a walled city. The next Rashi says, Amrav Safra, in Pagaba Yovel, if the Yovel year encountered it, within the first year of its sale, it does not go out during Yovel. And we continue this count of the full year that the seller has the opportunity to redeem this house that he sold. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Uvate Achatzeirim, in a house that's in a courtyard or a house that's in the open, Asher Ein Lahem Chayv Asaviv, they do not have a wall around the city, Al Sadeh Ha'aretz Yichashiv, this should be considered like a field of the land, Ge'ula Tieloi, it does have redemption, Uba Yovel Yetze, and it goes out during Yovel. And Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, tells us, Ubatei Achatzeirim Kitargumalei, Targum translates it as, Patzchaya, Ayaris Pesuchas, open cities, Me'ein Chayim, that they don't have a wall, V'har Be'yesh, and there's many like this, B'sefer Yeshua, and Yeshua Ha'arim, V'chatzrehem, V'chatzrehem, U'v'tiraisam. Next Rashi, Al Sudei Ha'aretz Yechashev, Harei Hen Kesadeh, is just like a field, Shenei Ga'olin Ad HaYovel, that's redeemed up until Yovel, V'yetzin B'yovel Labalim, and at the time of Yovel, if it wasn't redeemed until then, it automatically goes back to the original owner, Imloy Nigalu, if they weren't redeemed. Gula Tia Light, it shall have redemption, Miyadi, immediately, Imyirtza, if you would like to. U'bazei Yafe Kaycha Mikach Sades. And over here, this house is actually stronger, there's more power in this than a regular field. Shasades Ein Nigalus Ad Shtei Shanim. A field is not allowed to be redeemed until it was by the buyer for a minimum of 2 years. A house, if a person sells it, again, and it's in a city that does not have a wall, he's allowed to redeem it immediately, and he doesn't have to wait 2 years. And last Rashi says, U'bayevil Yetze Bechinam, it goes without payment, it goes automatically back to the original owner. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ba'ari HaLevim, and what about in a city that's designated for the Levim? Batei Ari Achuzasam, the houses in their cities of Achuza, again, this is a city designated for the Levim, Ge'ulas Oilam Tiel HaLevim, the Levim shall have eternal redemption, they're always allowed to redeem it. And let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Lamed Beis over here, Ba'ari HaLevim, Arbaim Ushmayna Ir Shenit Nulhem, the 48 cities that were given to the Levim, Ge'ulas Oilam, Goyal Miyad, he's allowed to redeem it immediately, Vafil Lufnei Shtei Shanim, even before 2 years, in Machru Sadim Sadisim, if they sold one of their fields, Hanisunus Lahem, that were given to them, Ba'alpaim Amma Sviva Sa'arim, in the 2,000 Amma area around their cities. Aymach Rubayas Bir Chaimor, if he sold a house that was inside a walled city, Gailim La'ilim, they're always allowed to redeem it. Ve'ene Chalot, it doesn't become absolute property of the buyer, of the one that had bought it from him, L'Saif Shana, at the end of the year. Even though a year or two or three passed, he's still allowed to redeem his house or his field from the person he sold it to. And continuing to talk about the Levim, back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vashir Yigal Min Alevim, if someone should redeem it from Levim, meaning someone buys something from a Levi, V'yatza Mim Karbayas V'yachuzasa Bayovel, and the selling of this house, house or in the city of his achuza, it shall go back during Yovel. Kibate ar halvim hi achuzasam, because this house in the city of Levim, that is their achuza b'seich b'nei Israel among Klal Yisrael. But usdei migrash areihim lo yimacher, a field in the open land of the city. This is talking about an open area outside the city. Lo yimacher, that's not allowed to be sold. Ki achuzas oilam hu lahem, because that is an eternal achuza for them, and they are not allowed to sell it at all. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk lamed gimel. Now the first Rashi we're not going to read inside, but the second pshat in this first Rashi tells us that this applies even to a levy that buys from another levy. That purchase shall never be forever. It always goes back to the original levy, and that original levy is always able to repurchase that which he sold to that first levy. Let's take a look at that second Rashi. V'yatza mimkar bayis harezu mitzvah acheres. This is talking about a different mitzvah. Nevim lo yigala. If the levy didn't redeem that which he sold yatza b'yevel, it goes back to him during yevel of saif shana kabash Israel at the end of the year, just like the house of Israel. Kibate ar levim hi achuzasam, because the house of levim, that is their achuza. Lo yhayolhem nachla sadis v'kramim. They never got sadis and kramim, fields and vineyards el arm l'shavas. They only got cities to live in, a megrashem, in the open area outside the city. Lefikach, therefore, heim lehem b'mkaim sadeis. That, meaning the city, is to the levim in place of fields. V'yeshlem gula kesadeis. And that which they sell in the city is able to be redeemed, just like Yisrael is able to redeem his land. K'dei sh'loi tufka nachla samahem. So that their nachla shouldn't be completely taken away from them. And Pasuk Lamed Aleph Rashi tells us, usdei migrash areihim lo yimacher, mecher gizbar. This is being sold by gizbar, who is one of the people in charge of the funds of the Beis HaMikdash. Shem hektish ben levi asodeu. If a levi, he was makdish his field to the Beis HaMikdash v'lo yigala, and he didn't redeem it, umachar gizbar, and the gizbar sold it, ein yotz l'kayhanim. It doesn't go to the kayhanim who bought it, but yovel during yovel, k'ma shenemar b'Yisrael, like it says by Yisrael, v'machar asasade l'shacher to someone else, lo yigal oid, aval ben levi gal la'ilam. A levi is always allowed to redeem it. Again, even though it was sold by the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, the levi is allowed to go, and he's allowed to redeem his field. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Hey. V'chi yamach achicha, and if your brother becomes poor, umata yaday imach, and his hand falters or becomes shaky with you, and we're going to see in Rashi what that means. V'chzakta bay, you shall hold on to him, you shall strengthen him. Ger v'toyshav, a ger v'toyshav, v'cha imach, so that he can live with you. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Hey, tells us, v'chzakta bay, that you shall strengthen him and hold on to him. Al tanicheu sheyered v'yipol via kashal akimai. Don't allow him to decline and continue falling, and then it's going to be really difficult to raise him up. Ela chaskeu, strengthen him now, mishas mutas yad, from the time that he starts becoming shaky, meaning from the time he starts losing his money and it starts becoming difficult for him. Lamaz adem, what's this comparable to? Lamaz shal chamor, you have a burden on a donkey, adem im kame, while the donkey is still in its place and it begins to fall off, and you realize that it's not really placed well on the donkey, echa taifez bay, a person can grab hold of it, umamida, and set it in its place. Nafala arts, but once it's fallen to the ground, chamisha in mamidin arsai, five people won't be able to set it in its place. So fix it before it becomes a major issue, and then it will be much easier to fix, as opposed to waiting till it becomes a major issue, and then you're left scratching your head, like, why don't we fix this beforehand? The pasuk had told us, ger v'toshav afim hu ger, even if he's a ger, oy toshav, or he's just a regular resident, ve'ezu toshav, what is a toshav? Kol shekibul olav shaloy lavad avad zara, someone who's taken upon himself not to serve avad zara, v'oichon nevelas, but he still will eat nevelas, even though it's not kosher meat, he's still considered a toshav, you still have to take care of him. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Vav, how should we treat this person? Al tikach mi'itoy neshach v'tarbes, do not take from him interest or tarbis, which is another way of saying interest. You shall have fear of Hashem and enable your brother to live with you. Let's take a look at Rashi of your pasuk lamed vav. Neshach v'tarbis chad shavin rabbanon. Chachamim consider this like the same thing. Neshach and tarbis both mean ribbis. V'lavrel b'shnei lavin. The reason why we have a double commandment over here is because a person is going to be over two lavin and not just one if he charges interest. And the pasuk said, you should fear Hashem. Adam, a person's mind is attracted to the concept of lending with interest. It's hard to separate from it. He tries to find all sort of heterim to lend with interest because of the money that he has that's sitting by the other person and it's not gaining anything. You're not gaining any percentages or anything. You lent $100, you get $100 back. That's why the pasuk has to say, you have to fear Hashem and don't think that you're going to find some sort of way to lend with interest. The pasuk is also speaking about someone who gives his money to a non-Jew, meaning he claims that his money is really a non-Jew's, so that he could lend it to another Jew with interest. This is something that's given over to a person's heart and his thought, meaning no one knows whether or not this is really a non-Jew's money or it's his own money. That's why the pasuk has to say, you should have fear of Hashem. Hashem knows whether or not this is really your money, so be very careful. Now let's go back to the Chumash Pasuk Lamed Zayin. We continue talking about ribbis. yitin lo b'neshach. Do not give your money to him for interest. Uvemarbis lo yitin achlecha. And for ribis, again, interest, do not give your food. Again, which means do not lend him money for interest. Ani Hashem lekechem, asher tzeisis chamer tzutzayim, that took you out of the land of Mitzrayim, lo seis lochem as eretz Canaan, to give you the land of Canaan, to give you Eretz Yisrael, li es lochem lekim, to be as a God for you. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, pasuk lamed ches, asher tzeisi, v'evchanti bein b'char l'she'en b'char, and I distinguished, I made a difference in between who's a b'char and who's not a b'char. Afani yodea v'nifra min amal v'mois li Yisrael b'ribis. I also have the ability to distinguish in between someone who lends money for interest and who doesn't lend with interest, v'aymer shel nachrihein, and who claims that really this money belongs to a non-Jew when really it belongs to him. Davar acher, alternatively, we could say, asher tzeisi eschem mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim, al menas shetekabul aleichem mitzvoisayin, on condition that you accept my commandments upon you, v'afilu hen kvedes aleichem, even if they're difficult for you. Losses lechem eretz Canaan, v'schar, this is reward shetekabul mitzvoisayin, that you accept my commandments, that's where you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Lias lechem lelekim, to be as a God for you, shekol hador b'Eretz Yisrael, anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, ani lelekim, I shall be as a God for him. V'chol yetzim mena, anyone who leaves it, ka'ovid avodah zarah, it's like he worships avodah zarah. We're going to stop here for the day. We're going to pick up tomorrow with a brand new aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.